touch your lips, don't wear your hair like that. I feel your presence all around me. Don't get too close, don't move your eyes like that, because they're deep enough to drown me. It don't get hot like this in hell.
Look down. Good luck to you, Gordon. I want you to remember now that it's 90% metal.
Okay, okay.
If you can dance perfect, you can dance a ball.
Son, you're about as useful as a cock-flavored lollipop.
Quick feet! Fast hands! Catch it and throw! Pick up the pace!
All right, what a bunch of females! Jesus! Give me that! You couldn't hit water if you fell out of a boat. Where's your killer instinct, son? You gotta get angry! You gotta get mean! That's the only way you can play!
Well, I guess I'm not really an angry person.
Are you angry now?
Breathe it out, all right?
Come on, let's get going here!
I'm okay.
Right. cautious man of the road. He walked looking over his shoulder and remained faithful to his code. When something caught his eye, he'd measure his need, and then very carefully he'd proceed. Billy met a young girl in the early days of May. It was there in her arms he let his cautiousness slip away. In their lover's twilight, as the evening sky grew dim, he'd lay back in her arms and laugh at what had happened to him. On his right hand, Billy tattooed the word love, and on his left hand was the word fear. And in which hand he held his fate was never clear. Commandant Summer, he took his young lover for his bride. With his own hands built her a great house down by the riverside. Now Billy was an honest man. He wanted to do what was right. He worked hard to fill their lives with happy days and loving nights. Alone on his knees in the darkness, for steadiness he'd pray. For he knew in a restless heart the seed of betrayal lay. One night Billy woke from a terrible dream, calling his wife's name. She lay breathing beside him in a peaceful sleep, a thousand miles away. He got dressed in the moonlight and down to the highway he strode. But when he got there, he didn't find nothing but road. Billy felt a coldness rise up inside him that he couldn't name. Just as the words tattooed across his knuckles, he knew it would always remain. At their bedside he brushed the hair from his wife's face. The moon shone on her skin so white, filling their room in the beauty of God's falling light.
Okay, great. Okay, as you all know, Dr. Thompson is working on the campaign. He's on a very tight schedule, so we're going to have to keep the questions brief and one at a time, okay? Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Thompson. Okay, let's start down here.
Dr. Thompson.
Any questions? What?
In your recent pieces about the candidate, you seem to be having a difficult time getting in to see him. Why is that?
Well, I think we keep different hours. That's probably most of it. And see, he calls me and I'm not in, and I return his call, he's out. He calls back, gets him on my machine, and I call him back, he's under sedation. It goes on.
Actually, I thought it had something to do with this article where you were quoted as calling him a treacherous hack and a vermin-filled ex-war healer who should be castrated so that his genes aren't passed on to future generations.
Did I say that? Well, I must have meant it if I said it, so I owe him an apology or nothing at all.
Well, look, if you get a chance to see him, what are you going to say to him?
Well, I'm going to tell him to wear brighter colors. Shut up! Well, I'll talk. Why do you think they gave me this?
Dr. Thompson, for those of us who are writers...
Those of us, should we raise our hands so we know who we are?
I was just wondering if you could tell me if you thought that drugs and alcohol would make me a better writer.
That's a good question. Next question. Let me see. Case, you know, I hate to advocate drugs or liquor, violence, insanity to anyone. But in my case, it's worked.
Okay, we have another question right here.
Dr. Thompson, are you going to write any more articles about Laszlo?
Laszlo, my attorney. No. No, he's dead.
How's that?
He hasn't been heard from for some time.
And he's believed dead.
Well, it always seemed to me that he really didn't exist, that he was a figment of your writing.
You couldn't invent someone like Carl Laszlo. He was one of a kind. He was a mutant. A real heavyweight water buffalo type who could chew his way through a concrete wall and spit out the other side covered with lime and chalk and look good in doing it. He was one of a kind, and,
As around the sun, the earth knows she's revolving, and the rosebuds know the bloom in early May. Just as hate knows love's the cure, rest your mind assured that I'll be loving you always. As now I can't reveal the mystery of tomorrow, but in passing we'll grow older every day. Just as all that's born is new, do know what I say is true, that I'll be loving you always.
Until the rainbow burns the storm in the sky.
Knows no shame, nothing for your joy and pain, and I'll be loving you always. As the day I know I'm living but tomorrow could make me the past, but that I mustn't fear, for I'll know deep in my mind the love of me I've left behind, cause I'll be loving you
always.
Always.
Until the day that is the day that I don't hold.
Did you know you love?
that truth and then change that truth into love. And maybe our children, grandchildren, and their great grandchildren will tell.
I'll be loving you until the rainbow burns the mountain sky. Loving you until the ocean covers every mountain. Loving you until the dolphin lies in Paris, live and see. Loving you until we dream of life and life becomes a dream.
Sip of Perrier here. I had to stop drinking alcohol because I used to wake up nude and hood in my car with my keys in my ass. Not a good thing. Hi, can I help you? No, thanks. It's just flooded. I'll be okay. Beautiful, baby. Beautiful, yeah.
Because you're sucked into drinking beer by believing it's a healthy thing. All these beer commercials usually show big men, manly men doing manly things. You've just killed a small animal. It's time for a light beer. Why not have a realistic beer commercial? What's the realistic thing about beer? Where you go, it's 5 o'clock in the morning. You've just pissed on a dumpster. It's Miller time. It's a scary thing because you realize the first purpose of alcohol is to make English your second goddamn language. Eventually, you may be quite fluent. You may be a Nobel Prize physicist. After my maybe 9, 10 Heinekens, you're going, Akara. Akara. You're speaking fluent drunkenese. Bravo. Next thing you know, you get a couple more beers, you've got a friend in a headlock going, I love you, little fucker, I love you. That's the kind of love I have for you, baby, goddammit. And you work your way beyond beer. You go beyond beer, you start into wine. For the very elegant people, a lot of people who are very elegant are in Montauk going, damn it, I wish I could have been there, but no, I'm not. Some people who have, you know, I don't know whether they have the red wine with the fish or the chicken. What's the matter, asshole? They're dead. The chicken's not going to reach up from the plate and go, the red wine. It's over with. No, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not talking about pui-fusse or pussy-fussy. Uh-uh. I'm talking about Mad Dog 2020. You know, the very elegant wine, the type of wine with a lovely screw top, a bottle of which after you can actually see vapor trails as people pass you. How you doing? Ha 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 ha. Well, you've gone too far, and you must pay your dues. This is why I had to give up alcohol, because you have to pay the next day. Pray, dear Lord, please don't hurt me now. There you are, lying in bed, and you feel like the scene from the movie The Fly, going, help me! Help me! The entire room is spinning like a roulette wheel. Place your bets, place your bets. And there's the old toilet in the corner going, talk to me. And you try and walk slowly, but you feel like the Elephant Man in a car wash. There's things in front of you like the stuff that scares the water off cars. You can't do it. Even your dog's looking at you like, you wouldn't believe the shit you said to me last night. I had to back out of the room. I was that scared. You promised me an evening with Lassie, you lying bastard. Yes, you've got an alcoholic problem. You do, and the worst part is there are times when you drink so much you don't remember what you've done the night before, and you get those little phone calls where people let you know. What? Yeah? Really? I took a dump in your tuba? Oh my God, he said sit in with the band. I'm sorry. Oh God, it's over. Oh, don't you see? It's all over, God damn it. And then the next thing you know, there you are at Betty Ford Hospital going, I'm fine now. I'm a reformed alcoholic. I feel so much better about myself. I am fine. No, you have that double vodka. I'll be over in the corner kicking the cat. I realized when I became a reformed alcoholic, I said, hey, I'm the same asshole. I just have fewer dents in my car. And then there are your friends who smoke marijuana going, God, man, alcohol's a crutch. Really? Really, Captain Herbal Life? Really? God, you just macrame'd your ass into the couch and you're giving me shit? Remember when you get so stoned you can actually see a fly in space going, and when you get stoned, your discretion goes out the window. You could be eating kitty litter going, this is crunchy, man. And this horrible thing is people who get stoned try and get their animals stoned to make them feel better. It's not bad enough that you proved that Darwin was wrong. You're going to take the whole family with you. There's your dog going, please don't do this to me. I've just learned to lick my own genitals. Leave me alone. Don't do this to me. And your dog, you're going to go, hey, Farfel. Dog, whoa, my tail. Don't do it. Don't push him back down the food chain. Don't do that. And don't mess with your cat because he's looking at you like, give it your best shot, man. I've been doing catnip since the day I was goddamn born. Come on, you blow it in his face. He's like, all of a sudden, he's Ram Kitty. He looks at you like, the first thing I'm gonna do, man, is climb you like a goddamn curtain. Then a double dismount. Then 15 times around the house real quick. Scare the shit out of the kid. Then outside by the window making this noise. Like a baby in a blender. And you're inside stone going, oh God, help me now. And the next thing is you start to get hungry. You think you can leave the house, you liar. You think, I'm gonna be fine, man. I gotta leave the house, I'm gonna be okay. If you could just find your goddamn feet, yeah, you'll be okay. Then you think you can drive. You think, yeah, I'll be okay. I'll drive, I'll be okay. And you have one of those new Japanese cars where you open the door and it goes, your door is open. And if you're stoned, you're going, I knew that. So you get in the car, you think, yes, I've got it. The keys, okay, fine. The keys, fine. Okay, reverse, fine, okay. Then you're going down the freeway, you think you're traveling at light speed. You think Scotty's sitting next to you going, Jim, you can't push it any faster. It's just a Chevrolet, Jim. Don't drag it over the edge. Your hair's blowing in the wind, and the window isn't even open. You're that stone. You turn on the radio. What is he? You understand everything. Yeah. Suddenly on the radio, man stoned on freeway. How do they know? God damn it. I'm okay. I'm fine. Suddenly in the rearview mirror, red, white, and blue. How patriotic. Yeah. Shit, the police. Eat everything in the ashtray. Oh, God, oh, pull it over, pull it over. All of a sudden, you start rehearsing. What seems to be the problem, officer? What seems to be the problem, officer? What seems to be the problem? I'm fine. I'm fine. What seems to be the problem? Nice day, officer. What seems to be the problem? Usually, you're stopped by a motorcycle cop. He gets off his bike like, God, am I incredibly well endowed? I'll get your door. There you go. From inside your car comes this Colombian sauna, like, suddenly he's going, I'm hungry, I don't know why. You're looking at him, you've rehearsed your line, what seems to be the problem, what seems to be the problem? You look at him and go, and as you look at him, his face turns into a cheeseburger. You lunge! Next thing you know, you end up in a cell going, please don't hurt me. But the truth is, you wake up and you're still on the couch at home. You've never left. You're still there.
now, Rowdy Roddy Piper. We ain't far from WrestleMania now, are we, man? WrestleMania 3. I have dubbed Adrian Adonis the toad of professional wrestling with that body he's got on. He figures he's going to cut my hair off, make an idiot out of me. I'm telling you one thing right now, Adrian Adonis. When it comes to Roddy Piper, you're going to find out one thing. It's a hell of a lot easier to jump on than it is to jump off. And now, without further ado, I'd like to bring out the president of the WWF, Jack Honey, please.
Hey, Roddy, how are you?
Good, good. You got a little present for me.
Not that you don't deserve it, however, this is a little different.
What we got?
I've been charged with getting a new world championship belt at Bobby Heenan's insistence. Now, this is large enough to fit Andre the Giant, if necessary. Let me show it to you. It's beautiful.
Let's get that sucker off there. Look. Ha ha! Ha ha! That's a big sucker there, huh? That's a giant belt, for sure. What? Look, he's a little slim, is he? Not the, well, I don't know. I don't know. I know one thing for sure. Well, hi, Weasel. I mean, Mr. Heenan. You finally done something right. You finally have done something that I've asked for. And I want all you people all over the world to get used to a certain sight, because you're going to be seeing a lot of this. You're going to be seeing the new next heavyweight champion of the world, Andre the Giant. Wait a second. What?
I said this went quick.
It doesn't fit. Well, you're an awfully big man, but I want to... I've never done this before. Just take a little poll. This guy is wearing the World Heavyweight Championship belt right now. We're just a little ways before WrestleMania. Do you think in any kind of way he deserves to wear it now? If it doesn't fit, and you do win, huh? I'll be sure to increase it myself.
Well, I can just say one thing.
What?
In 1 week, finally, you're going to be a real champion.
Finally, wait. Finally, old Sour Mouse there. He has got himself a belt. He has got himself a manager. He has got himself a fight with Hogan. The only thing he ain't got is he ain't won yet, man.
We'll be right back. would stay awake just to hear you breathing. Watch you smile while you are sleeping, while you're far away dreaming. I could spend my life in this sweet surrender. I could stay lost in this moment forever. Every moment spent with you is a moment I treasure. Yeah.